Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm comedian Ben Rosenfeld. To my right, comedian Bobby Haha. To my other right, comedian
in the middle, the guest.
Our guest for the week, Mr. Alan Finn, comedian extraordinaire.
What's up? Somebody please save me.
Comedian, producer.
Producer, what else do I do? I got a podcast, The Week in Sex. Come check us out, theweekinsex.com. We're partnering with the Museum of Sex. So every Sunday, 6 o'clock, the Museum of Sex. Famous museum in New York City.
I always thought they were going to have my exhibit there.
Well,
the Hot Stevie Lowe's exhibit. The Money Shots, the great ones from Bobby
Hart. That sounds horrible.
Fridays that between 11 and 11:15, they get a free tasting.
And this is the museum that has animal fucking. And I've seen that. I've been okay. I would turn my stomach.
What about the free tasting?
What do you think? I want to taste your fucking jizz.
Not I didn't say you, but a lot of people.
This is a news show, everyone.
Who's gonna want
to? Oh, this is news, my friend. This is news.
I love that Alan got all his plugs in up front. Usually the guests wait till the end of wrapping up.
I don't know what Bobby's going to say. I don't know how much more jizz talk he's going to do. So I don't want anyone, in case people aren't into the jizz talk, I want them to know this is what's happening. The Week in Sex Museum of Sex.
Now Alan can run out if Bobby bullies him.
Am I supposed to be there next week?
Bobby's not going to bully me. Bobby's a good guy.
Am I supposed to be there next week or something?
You're not next week. We'll talk about this booking after, but you're definitely on. You're going to be on.
Oh, in the podcast?
On the podcast,
yeah. Let me plug. I'll be at the, what's that Jeff Lawrence thing on Fridays?
Laughing Buddha.
No, in the village there.
The Village Lantern.
Yeah. Friday at midnight. I'm doing the midnight show.
Good for you.
Oh, maybe I'll stop by.
And I'm even getting paid.
Oh, he's paying?
He's paying.
He doesn't pay anyone.
He's giving me a $5 bill, and he's got to sign it and put it in a frame. Boy, that took a lot of talking.
All right, on to the topics. Great intro, everyone.
But he's a good guy, Jeff.
He's a good guy. I like him.
Except the time I had to drive back with him from Montreal. For 8 hours one time.
Are you attracted to him?
No, not at all.
Not at all? No. Is he attracted to you?
No. We're just friends.
Yeah.
We're not, it's like me talking to you guys. I don't want to fuck either one of you.
He's not your type.
No.
You're like a little Asian guy.
No, they don't have to be only Asian. They could be just cute.
Hispanic. They could be Thai.
They could be white. I have plenty of white guys, but they got to be really cute, no hair on their face, and that kind of
so
shit.
So you would turn down Jeff Lawrence? Like, you would swat him away? Like, if he reached for your dick?
No, I give him a beating. I break his other leg.
Now, is it a hate crime if a gay beats up a gay over, like, being hit on?
No.
Okay. Just a regular assault?
It's not even assault. It's like, you know, that's foreplay for some people.
It depends. Like, what if you call him faggot while you're beating him? Well,
I can't because I'm a homosexual too, so I can get away.
No,
with
I know, but that's still hate.
It's still
speech.
Not hate crime. No, it's not. Not
you
if
you have to be something. You have
you
to
have
be, something,
to be
else.
Something else to get you know to do that.
Now
maybe he can fight too. You know, he
I don't
can
know.
Watch law.
I don't know how I feel about that.
He's got a bad foot, so I know where to go to take the weak spot on the guy. But he knows martial arts himself. He used to work out a lot. I remember when Jeff was fucking Diesel. I got pictures of me and him with no shirt on in a nightclub years ago.
He used to be a bodybuilder, right?
Oh, really?
No, not a martial artist.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question.
He's just a non-violent type of guy. He's a nice guy, Jeff. He doesn't believe in violence.
I like that gay guys have gone in shape, have learned martial arts. That's what you need to do in America and the world. Defend yourselves. Beat the shit out of homophobes.
I don't say beat the shit out of who?
Out of homophobic people.
Oh, I just said homosexual.
Yeah, I heard that.
No,
right
out
now.
Of homophobic people.
I heard you
people.
Say homosexual. You want to get beat up
are
right
you,
now,
are
don't
you? Are
you
crazy? You think I'm so pro-gay. You haven't seen, you know.
How pro gay are you?
look at my podcast.
Well, get on your knees. And we'll see how pro gay you are, my friend.
Everything has limits.
Well, you're not that pro gay.
Now, here's an interesting legal question. Let's say you're a piece of shit that commits a hate crime against a gay person, but then you start having sex with men so that you can't be prosecuted as a hate crime because you're like, no, I'm gay. Kind of like what Bobby said, but you just start doing the sex after the hate crime.
Well, yeah,
you really can't prove it that, you know, because just like when I had the gay softball league team, you allowed two straight guys on the team years ago. So I had my friend George and Matt were on my team. George was the sponsor of the team, and he owned the Village Apothecary, a great drugstore, which I still use, a great, great, great drugstore, probably the best in New York. And my friend Matt, who owns G Lounge and Gamut, they're on the G thing, and the bar's on 14th and 9th Avenue, right in the corner. Those beautiful bars in the pizza parlor.
Okay.
He's the guy that owned that, and he was struggling for years and everything. I know him for 30-something years, but he used to work at Heartbreaks as a bouncer. But he's a real gentleman, and he played on our team, even though he's not gay at all. because they're very secure in themselves, him and George. So they don't have to worry about that. But you can only have two non-gays. But who's to say, we think a guy is straight, but he said, yeah, he sucked my dick yesterday, he's gay. Who gives a shit?
How gay do you have to be for it not to be a hate crime? Like, what if you just suck a dick occasionally,
once you do it three times, you're gay. You can experiment
that's
twice.
The rule?
I have the rule. It's the Bobby Harris rule.
The Bobby Harris.
If you have sex twice, it's an experiment. Once you do it the third time, now you're an official.
You're official.
If you if you suck an occasional dick, then it's a dislike crime. It's a great joke. Instead of a hate crime, it's a dislike crime.
I got it.
I was explaining it to
No, but the way it really, because you said he suck it here and there, but that means you're doing it, so you must like it here and there.
If you sucked it twice,
if you sucked it more than twice.
I think you sucked it more than once.
No.
Once for your experiment.
I'm trying to, that's why I lure the college kids in for two times. You know what I mean?
Poor college
kids. We call that a double header in the business.
Yeah. Mm. That was a good one.
That was better.
That was better.
I didn't like that one as much personally.
Not because you want all that intellectual bullshit.
Right. People find interesting and
not everybody went to Yale that's listened to us, like that fucking Teddy Man dude.
Well, based on our tweets, Teddy's the only one who listens, so maybe everyone that listens did go to Yale.
Exactly.
What's up, Teddy? Check out The Week in Sex.
Oh, and if you look on my eBay store, I have a nice jacket. It's like mint condition from Brown University. It's a Stalin Dean from Brown University.
Why are we talking about your jackets?
No, it's on sale at my store.
Okay.
I do own an eBay business, too, also.
Okay.
But let's get to the other news during the week.
This is an incredible podcast. This is just plugging of stores and sales.
Dude,
there's
a lot of butt plugging. And Bobby will tell you
butt plugging. Ben.
There you go.
2 points for Ben.
Bobby will tell you all about everyone and what they do for a living on his Ben softball.
Name drop. He's a name dropper.
Yeah. No, because these are nice people. So I'm trying to promote their businesses.
These are nice people. I'm just saying you should check out the stores or I'll break your fucking legs.
I didn't say anything like that. Now, Ben, let's go to the first topic for the week.
First topic for the week, Bobby. Mars One mission. They picked the 100 finalists for who gets to fly to Mars.
How many people submitted?
I only read the headline.
Astronauts, those type of people. It's not.
I know it's 30 Americans.
It's not the regular Joes that are applying to fly to Mars, or they're going to even let on a plane like that. They're not going to let a Bobby Haha fly to Mars unless they know it's not coming back.
And these are all married men who applied, right?
Hey, Alex Bill, baby. That's why we have him as a guest. He's a quick thinker. He's thinking on his feet.
Would you go, Bobby Haha? Would you bring gay?
No, I would not go to Mars. There's nothing I want up in Mars. You know
it's a planet of hot little gay Martians.
There's not no hot little gay Martians.
The best little asses.
No, they're not.
Big blowjob giving lips.
They're all, I'm telling you, I probed a few Martians in my time. Like they probe us, yeah. I go to other planets in my ship and probe them.
And what about you, Ben?
If I'm old and I got nothing going for me, I'd go to Mars.
If you're old, right?
Yeah. Like, if you're hitting 80 or 90 and you're like, fuck it, I've lived.
Yeah.
Then you might as well just die in outer space, be an interesting way to go. Well, it might actually extend your aging, prolong it.
Yeah. Man, don't, because right now I'm dying. I don't want to say this on the air, but I'm
two
dying.
Sentences in and you put Bobby
asleep. I'm dying.
What old age. Wasn't there a Bill Hicks joke that we should send old people to war or send them to space? What was the Bill Hicks, you know what I'm talking about?
Bill Hicks died too, you know.
I know Bill Hicks is dead. I'm just saying he had a joke about doing something with old. I think thought he's
Bill Hicks is too political. Right, he wasn't that funny. He was all right. He broke a lot of ground, Bill Hicks.
He did break a lot.
But he was just a little too political for my taste.
Yeah. All right. So the Mars.
He was funny in the beginning. Then he got funny, but then he got too political, like a George Carlin-ish.
Right. Right.
But I love George Carlin. I was on the comical radio with George Carlin back in the
George Carlin was better than Bill Hicks.
George Carlin made me one of the greatest.
Well, he was alive longer.
He was
alive longer too, yeah.
And they put me in the top 10.
Yeah, he had a chance to develop, more of a chance to develop.
I never said it, but they put me in the top 10 of all time on comical radio.
You said it once
right next to George Carlin.
Did they really?
Yeah.
You have proof of this?
Yes, it's on proof. It's on the internet.
It's on the internet? I'll look it up. Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby makes every topic about him eventually.
I like
it. No, it's Danny LaBelle. I did that show 11 times with Danny LaBelle. He put me on that show. I was a favorite of the people.
Yeah.
And Danny LaBelle, I'll tell you, this guy gets great guests. Even the show in California right now, Philosophers, Who gets better guests than this guys?
Well, people who don't know, Danny LaBelle, wasn't he one of like, the original podcasters?
Yes.
Wasn't he one of the first people?
Well, it wasn't like, a podcast. It was a show. Internet? Yeah. It was a show on the internet.
Yeah.
It was the Comical Radio.
Right.
And he had everybody on that show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everyone. You know, when you get George Carlin on your show twice, come
That's
on,
a
man.
Big deal.
Yeah. And he has everybody on the show from Tel Alexandro. They mentioned him the other day, I just wanted to mention, for the spot for taking over for Jon Stewart. The girl that...
Lynn Winstead mentioned it.
Lynn Winstead, she the one who came up over. With that show idea with Jon Stewart, she said, Ted Alexandro, I think he would be great for that show. Because he's a true political
name.
Guy.
You know who people don't give enough credit to? He's a really political guy. Alonzo Bowden.
Alonzo Bowden. He has
great,
one of my favorite jokes.
And he's energetic, and he's smart.
Well, they both are.
And,
they both
you
are qualified. I like Tell Alexandro, but Alonzo Bowden did the joke about going on the freeway out in L.A.
Yeah.
And he goes, when I see an Asian woman driving a large SUV, he goes, I just drive off the side of the road and hit a sign. I just happen to like it the way he delivered it. I didn't deliver it that well, but
would Comedy Central go black to black though in that 11 o'clock slot?
That's what I was thinking. If they want to show that they're truly liberal and they're above, you know, all the racism that people are throwing.
But I don't know if he's better than Ted Alexandro. Ted Alexandro, I mean, every protest in New York, this guy is there. I walked with him at the AIDS walk for Mike DiStefano when Mike DiStefano passed away. Me and Ted walked most of that walk together.
Notice how he made about him again.
I
was there
before
too.
Before that, I never really... You were there.
I was there
day.
Too, yeah.
And I was walking with Ted, talking to the guy, and right. I like his views on politics and things. He's not a hateful type of person, but he's a person that really just wants to make change.
He's like a Zen Buddhist of comedy.
Yeah, he's like, he really wants to make change. And he's a funny guy, personable guy, but he also has a very strong point of view.
He's one of the few political comedians. He's not even that political on stage.
No, he's not. But his personal life, this guy really...
He's very political.
He was out there, you know, sleeping out in the streets and everything with the... What do you call that down? The Wall Street?
Tecate Park.
The Tecate Park at Wall Street there? He's already... He paid his dues, man. This guy's a good guy. And I think he's funny anyway. He's a comedian. Both of them are funny. Alonzo Bowden, I'm a big fan too.
And John Fugelsang. Lee Camp.
John Fugelsang's another guy.
John Fugelsang, Lee Camp. You know?
Lee Camp is okay, but John Fugelsang's another guy. He used to do a little bit of MTV news.
Yeah.
And he also has a very strong point of view, and he does live that political life.
Yeah.
And they're both kind of, for Comedy Central, they're both a little on the left, which I am.
Right.
It gives the left a little bit of a voice.
Yeah.
All three of them. So I think all three would be a good choice. And also Samantha Bee and the husband there, they're not bad.
Jason Jones.
They're not bad. There's some good people that could be put into that spot.
Yeah.
You never want to follow a legend, though.
Listen.
You want to follow the guy who followed the legend. That's what you...
That's
the succession plan.
They said that you couldn't follow this guy, Reiner, Carl Reiner, on the Tonight Show. Was he the original Tonight Show guy?
Carl Reiner was in the original Tonight
Show.
Who was
the guy?
Steve Allen.
Excuse me. I know it was Steve Allen. Johnny Carson outdid him.
Yeah.
And then Jay Leno was there for many, many years before now this guy coming in. So you can't say...
Steve Allen was not a tough act to follow.
But really? What about Johnny Carson?
He wasn't that funny.
What about Johnny Carson?
Johnny Carson is a harder act to follow. But
Jay Leno, he's a household name. And he's an icon. He was the man.
And Jay turned out not to be that hard to follow because look at Jimmy Fallon's ratings.
No, but Jimmy Fallon is also very talented. I give it to him. He's a very talented young man. He's young. He's got the look, but he also does the parodies. And he has a lot of friends in show business, so he draws a lot of great talent to be on that show. But I think Tel Alexandro or Alonzo Bowden or those other names we mentioned, all are pretty good choices to maybe...
Jimmy Fallon's one of those guys. That is everything coming together at the perfect time. That's a guy who was built for YouTube, for Vine, for the internet generation.
Right. He's a younger guy.
He's perfect.
He's perfect for now.
He's
a great invitation. I'll tell you what. How about this? The other night, Saturday Night Live.
Next topic. Transition, Bob.
I didn't even know that.
We spent 30 minutes on one topic.
The best thing I saw on Saturday Night Live the other night, I thought it was a great show. For a 3.5-hour show, I thought it was a great show. But...
As a comedy fan, you thought. If you were just an audience member. If you were like a layman.
if a layman, I enjoyed the whole show. Watching at home, I was a layman.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed the show, but the thing that killed me when they did their Jeopardy.
And Celebrity Jeopardy?
When they did Celebrity Jeopardy.
I didn't get a chance to watch it, but that's always been my favorite.
That was a killer. And the killer of all, I couldn't believe it, he had me almost pissing, was Alec Baldwin doing Tony Bennett was fucking perfection.
Yeah.
Excuse my language for saying the F word, but perfection out there, listeners. That was unbelievable.
That's another guy who'd be good.
Alec Baldwin is a because he has a very strong really good opinion also.
But they gave him a chance on MSNBC, and he turned it into like some boring sort of like chat fest.
Right,
right.
Then but he's good at doing what he does. I think he's better with the acting part. Like he did. He's good at Steve's, like, you know, those
30 Rock.
No, what do you call
sketches.
Those? Sketches. Sketch Steve.
Yeah, he's great in sketches.
He's great in sketches. The same thing with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
he was great. He did a great job all the time. That kid. Some talented people out there, aren't they?
Yeah, there are.
Speaking of talent, NBA All-Star Weekend was in New York City. Did you guys know?
No.
Did anyone notice?
Yeah, well, I heard there were some things going on good. I know Amari Stoudemire is gone now from the Knicks. That's a shame because he was a good guy.
He was a bum.
No, but he hurt.
He's a bum. Carmelo's a bum. Everyone's a bum.
And everybody's a bum to you. Carmelo's just on the Knicks. I know. Everybody's a bum, but the guy just made $100 million. I like
that. Yeah, he stole $100 million.
Okay, whoa. Excuse me.
10 points a
and
game.
Now he's going to get more money working for the Dallas Mavericks.
Right, he's a bum.
Yeah, well, I like to be a bum like him. You're living in this little one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and you only got one of them, Shaq here. In the middle of Greekdom.
Bobby, it's actually pretty nice.
No, I'm not saying it's not bad.
It's actually
I'm just
really
saying,
nice.
Compared
it's still Amari Stoudemire
lives. Exactly.
I'll give you that.
That kind of bummy. I want to live where he's bummy with the indoor
swimming pool. I'm so on my ass. I'd be happy. Living like this would be like, you know, a huge... This is nice. This is really nice.
At best.
How much do you pay in rent? What do you pay a month?
I'll tell you off air. You I'm can't not tell you, you on air. Jesus Christ.
Our listeners.
Don't bring this up.
We don't edit this. Wait, so, you know.
Alan. Who's your listener? Who's your
Alan.
Listener?
Alan.
We have hundreds of listeners.
Okay, can I tell you something, Alan?
We just have one who always tweets at us.
What's the guy? With Tom?
Teddy Man.
Okay, and here's another thing, Alan.
Yeah.
Don't mention about apartments or anything in front of bed.
What?
Bobby has the best deal ever.
Oh, yeah?
I have a big, beautiful apartment.
But he probably bullied the person.
Yeah. No. You ain't bullying those people.
I have a good deal
did you kill the previous tenant?
No, but I do happen to. I've been living in my apartment 21 years.
Is he a hostage?
Yeah. I have a beautiful apartment, but I put a lot of work into it, too, which I'm still doing.
You know what? Maybe, can you come by, do some interior designing with me? Fix up my apartment? My apartment's a mess. Would you do that?
I would help you one day.
Want to videotape that? Before and after? Makeover?
Yeah. You could give yourself
That's a show. Makeovers with Bobby Haha.
No, because I'm not really that good
at that.
I
would watch
that. You fix their house and you fix their ass. Come on. What could go wrong?
I don't want to fix his ass. That's part of it. You know what I mean? But, remember, I don't know if I showed you this. I'm going to show you a picture. You can't see. We're going to put it on the site today. This was quite a few hours.
Uh-oh.
This took me to do. No, it's nothing disgusting. Okay. And 100 feet, I saw it on YouTube. You know, they tell you how to fix everything on it.
Oh, the manila rope?
Yeah. Let me just show you the picture of that. Hold on.
We're going to
put it on Twitter. You see how nice that came out?
Came out very nice.
Okay, Bobby. That's 100 feet, right?
Really?
Yeah. Look how big my ceilings are. They're 20-foot ceilings. So look how much more I have to do. I had to order a whole bunch of more, 300 more manila.
Can you give me one of those?
What?
How much are they? I'll give you some money for next week.
Yeah, I think we're going to lose even Teddy Man right now. This okay. What is this?
This is a nice decoration. We do everything here because we're the news. We give it the news.
We're
going
to Bobby Hall.
That does look nice, though,
the news on your pipe? What is this?
I mean, no,
who cares about your pipe?
Fair,
face? Half the podcast is talking about Bobby's pipe.
It's unbelievable.
Right. This time it's a different have I.
All right. What else?
NBA All-Star, no one gave a shit, huh?
Who even? What? I mean, I have no idea.
SNL actually had like three times the ratings as the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah. Supposed to. I mean, it's the fourth anniversary. It's a well-done show. I was glad to see Eddie Murphy come back. I used to hang out with Eddie Murphy a lot years ago.
Is that why he quit stand-up?
No. Eddie Murphy is a
week.
He is a...
that's why he can only speak two sentences at a time now in public.
No, he's always been introverted.
Yeah, he's shy.
I know him very well. He's a very shy guy.
Yeah.
One time I thought it was great. I was out in California at Carl's and Charlie's years ago, 84 or something. I got a beautiful studio. They were shooting tie and everything there. I have a beautiful, you know, $2,000 suit then even, you know, dressed up nice. I'm standing there. All of a sudden, somebody grabs me by the neck. And I see the arm, this big black giant arm. I knew it was Panama, his bodyguard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's a friend. I felt the arm, grabbed my neck, and then Eddie, who out of character, he doesn't do it. He's very quiet, like I said. He runs over with his brother, and then the other guy, Charlie, that worked for him, and then the other guy, he fired Derek, was his manager. What an idiot that guy was. He stole money from Eddie Murphy in the beginning of the career there, on Saturday Night Live. Derek, you really messed up there, pal. And they make believe they're beating me up. And people are like, this is a really classy place. Everybody's like jumping back and everything. And then they go, yeah, you couldn't hang out in this club over here when we come into this club, pal. There's that bullshit from New York. You ain't hanging out in here.
Yeah.
You hang out in the VIP room with us. We're getting champagne.
Yeah.
And they treated me to a night in the VIP room with champagne. I thought it was very nice of Ed. And when he came to my birthday party once at Magic's on First Avenue, because we used to be the guest judges on the wet t-shirt contest, which was every Thursday that Mario Lestrade used to put on. And we used to go...
You and Eddie Murphy were the guest judges of a wet t-shirt contest.
Yes, we were.
Every week.
And 20 years ago, every week almost, when he was in town.
When did you come
out? And Mario Lestrade used to go... No, everybody... I was straight then. I was married then. Okay. And they go, no skin, no wind, baby. And that's a quote Eddie Murphy will even tell you. Mario Lestrade, his real name ain't Mario. He's like a Russian Jewish kid. But he used to say his name was Mario Lestrade because it sounded Italian. He was a promoter.
Mm.
And that used to be Magic's and Chippendale's. And then on Thursday night, he had the party there. And we used to be guest judges. And Eddie Murphy actually came because Panama and his friend Charlie, that worked for him, and those guys, they knew it was my birthday. They came. Eddie Murphy came to my birthday party. And my two brother-in-laws, one who just passed away, Johnny, that was one of his best memories ever of meeting Eddie Murphy at my party there. I introduced him, Eddie Murphy, talked to him for a second. They didn't have the phones or the cameras back then, so we didn't take pictures. But he's a great guy. I think he's a great guy, Eddie Murphy, but he's just very shy.
Right.
All right. Speaking of shy, Fashion Week, New York City.
Love it.
Do more wavy gentlemen come out of the woodworks for that?
Oh, the beauties are ready for that. Oh.
So is this a week where you clean up? Is this like Fleet Week 2 for you?
Well... No, see, now you're saying something stupid about the military, which I will kill you because I'm not into that. You know, I served the United States military. But the thing is this here. Look, there's a lot of very beautiful young fashion people. I dated most of the designers and things like that. And that's what the kind of guys I like. There's nothing wrong with that. See these young pretty boys running around at 22 years old. Hey, wouldn't you like to go see a whole bunch of... be invited to go to see, what do you call it, the swimsuit issue? Or you know, Victoria's Secret runway show? Or be involved in the shooting of the swimsuit model issue? You creepy freak you. You would be there first thing, both of you with cameras. I can see you right now with long trench coats on.
I got to have some of these models on our show.
We had one last week, a beautiful model
yeah.
That came, Miguel Dalmu's girlfriend. She was
Hayden Wright. We had her on our show, too, yeah.
And she's a nice person. She's a really nice person. Really pleasant. Yeah. So is Miguel.
Yeah.
And they're a great couple.
Yeah.
And it was great to have them. I like them.
Yeah, me too. All right, what else we got?
The owner of Biogenesis, the steroid thing that A-Rod's involved in, Alex Rodriguez, was sentenced to 4 years in jail today.
Well, he should be.
For selling illegal steroids.
Well, he should be.
Really? You think so?
And Alex Rodriguez wrote a handwritten apology letter to Yankees fans.
Well, that's... I mean, look. The guy got caught up because, like everyone else, here's the deal. He's still a great ball player, one of the best of all time. You know what I mean? This guy was a great third baseman.
With an asterisk.
Great shortstop.
Yeah.
No. He's still a great hitter. You still got to hit a 98-mile-an-hour passing ball, no matter how many steroids you're in. Home runs, it may affect... It doesn't affect the rest of his hitting.
Okay. Well, it affects your average. Say 10% of those home runs stay in the park and they catch him as an out. Now your average drops.
Okay, but he didn't hit that many home runs to make his average go up or down. His average was always up there.
Yeah, I think he was always juicing, though.
No, I don't think he was. When he was young, he was less skinnier. But he's also a great shortstop. He was a great fielder. He was a great ball player all his life. And everyone during that time, basically, that was trying to be a power hitter... was using steroids, except for maybe Momar Garcia. What's his name? Momar? The guy from the Boston?
Nomar Garcia Parra.
He, I don't think, ever used steroids, as skinny as that guy was, but he was a great hitter and fielder also, and Derek Jeter. There was three great shortstops at the same time in baseball.
So this dude is he's the fall guy. He's taking every he's going to prison
the,
for
the
all
the biogenesis guy. It was his
well
company.
He was the one selling it and promoting it to give it to these athletes, saying he had stuff that could get ahead of their testing.
See, I don't think he should go to jail. Why?
Because he's
the
seller of. It's illegal.
I get it. I don't think it should be illegal. It shouldn't be a felony.
I think it should, because can I tell you something? I've taken steroids in the past.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. One time I was out in L.A., and I was taking at the time Deca, testosterone, HGH. HGH is not bad.
I think HGH is the worst one, Bobby. I think that's one that's most illegal.
No, but I don't think it gives the most side effects. It actually helps you live longer and everything once you get older. Because you don't produce your own growth hormone after 30 years of age or so.
Right.
So you need it at a person my age. But here's the deal. The testosterone and the Deca and everything. I think it was the Deca especially. Roid rage. Like, I'm usually pretty friendly, you know, even though I do have biopsy, but that was like for business or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm usually well under control.
Yeah.
Lucky the guy said, cut me off in L.A., and then he got stuck at the traffic as we were both getting off the same exit. And I'm driving a convertible, and he's driving a small little car. I get in behind him, and I jump out of the car to go get this guy. And this is not normally me. I'm not really, you know the kind of guy I am. I joke around and everything, but I don't just go around attacking people.
Yeah.
I just say stupid shit like I am, but I don't. So I run up on this guy, and I was really going to hurt this guy. The guy looks up at me and goes, "Yo, man, I'm sorry, you too big." And that disarmed me completely, and I got back into the car. But I said to myself, you know, I've been a prisoner. I don't want to go back in prison.
Yeah, you don't want to go back
in prison. I was like, I couldn't control it for a second.
Yeah.
I just got so, like, angry.
How is that?
I usually don't get angry like that. It was because of the steroids.
Right.
I get,
but how is that the dealer's fault? It's not the dealer's fault.
Because it's illegal to sell these things. Yeah, okay, so you're saying now, if I sold, you say you have a child.
Yeah.
Do you have a child, Alan?
No.
Okay, say you have a child, and...
And you sold him a drug.
And I sold my daughter crack, and she became a crackhead. Living on the street.
But that's not the... Right,
I'm the one that got her into it. I sold it to
her. That's not a good analogy, because here, they sold him a drug that made them rich and famous. So if you sold my kid a drug...
He was already rich and famous.
Richer and more famous.
No, here's the deal.
So if you sell my kid a drug that makes him richer and more famous, guess what?
But it's still ruining...
You're part of the family. Bobby, let him finish. Let him finish.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Let our guests finish.
I'm sorry, Al. And he's a very good guest, Al. He's a very...
Oh, thank you. Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I'm the one that told him to put you on the show.
I like you too.
Who told you to put him on the show?
Bobby books most of the guests.
Oh, okay. You didn't want me on?
I want you on.
He wanted you on too, but I mentioned
you. Are you happy I'm on?
Bobby just does the book.
But Ben did say some things behind your back, and I'm not going to say.
What did he say? What did he say?
He said some bad things about your comedy and everything.
Oh, yeah,
and you said some bad things about Ben.
What did he say? What did he say about my comedy?
Nothing, but I just figured I would start a little controversy.
Oh, okay.
I'm an instigator.
Go on with your thought on whether steroids should be legal or illegal in drug dealers.
If you make a person richer and more successful, you should not go to jail for that, no matter what the hell you sold them. That's my stance.
Okay. Now, hold on. Let's play with this. What if he sells A-Rod the thing, and then his average goes down? Does he go to jail?
Send his ass to jail.
No, but here's the point I'm trying to make.
You're fucking up the Yankees.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make. This. So, people that do that, now, kids see that, these high school kids are starting to do that. They're ruining their kidneys. They're getting in roid rage fights. All kinds of things happen. People get murdered. I was in prison before. And there were guys actually in prison. There was one kid. One of the best basketball players I've ever seen in my entire life. He would have been in the NBA easily. But he also took steroids to make him be a little bit stronger with his jumping. Everything was younger. And he ended up getting in a fight and killing a guy. And this guy is the greatest basketball player in prison now. And it sucked because he wasn't a bad kid. He was well behaved and everything. Even in prison, he was a nice person. He just got steroid rage and... attacked and got into a fight and he couldn't control it and killed the guy. But he is a guy that would have been a great basketball player, I think, anyway.
All right. Well, there are no easy solutions. But the drug war has failed. Everyone. Clinton just admitted.
No, that's a different type of drug.
Clinton escalated. They lump it together. Yeah. You know, you still go to jail for it. You know, so...
Well, I believe they should tax the drugs and just make it all legal.
Exactly.
Look at Spain. The crime went way down.
Make it legal, tax the hell out of it, and have programs in place, have testing for the athletes at schools and all these places to make sure they're not on them, and if they are, then there's, you know, there's a penalty, there's the disgrace, the shame, and hopefully it doesn't end up with a guy murdering somebody and going to jail because you want to play, you know, be a
No, but it does happen. It's like, to keep up in sports, especially football and these things, to be that size in high school, they're all starting to juice.
Well, they you know, that's up to...
And a lot of them ain't going to be false.
That's up to the school. That's the school system. That's the parenting. That's individual
responsibility. It's the parenting, I think, and the individual and the parenting. But it's mostly the individual because he doesn't know any better what these things actually do to your body.
I've had
some other friends of mine. You look at some of these professional wrestlers, and you see them after the steroids, and these guys are really messed up. Their kidneys and this, that. I mean, it really fucks people up. And since I used them at one time... And I saw the difference in myself. It takes a lot to get me angry. I milk it loud like that, right? Because I scream and yell all the time, so I always get my anger out. So I'm never really angry.
Yeah.
So I never really get to violence.
Right.
That had me where violence is right there at the door.
And
you know what I mean?
And so when that was happening, did you feel that the person who sold you the drugs should have gone to jail?
No.
All right. So what are you...
Because... It was my fault.
You're a grown ass man.
I was in my 30s already by you.
Yeah.
And like late 30s. So it's my fault. But when you get down to these athletes, and it boils down to like high school and shit now. And when the kids really don't know any better, all they want to do is compete because that's their dream.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. That's my view. Everyone has. I do believe that drugs should all be legal.
But you should still go to jail for selling steroids?
No. Not sure. If they make it all legal, make them all legal, but monitor the thing. And then, you know something, actually, to be honest with you, and I'm a guy who grew up playing football, hockey, baseball, soccer, all these sports. I don't believe football should be a sport anymore. I don't believe hockey should be a sport anymore. People don't realize how many people get crippled up from these sports and everything else. Baseball, basketball.
Fewer get crippled up from drunk driving or any of those things that kids do. And it's safer and it teaches you discipline. You get less injured from it, statistically speaking.
Okay, here's the... Maybe
they could take out the tackling and all the other stuff that causes brain damage. Right. You know,
or put
later.
The better helmets in.
There's ways to make it safe.
No, they have the inserts, and they have the insert they can put in now. They're doing it for kids now. They have these inserts.
On the outside,
on the inside, they have these inserts now that also take it down like 75%. And they have the ones on the outside, which you're talking about, Ben, but it makes the helmet look ugly.
Right, but it saves your brain.
But it saves your brain. If they did that, I'd say fine. Because my son-in-law, he's a great athlete. You see the signs of him. He's a monster. This guy's huge. But he's a nice guy. We're not going to let our grandson, and we're not going to let him play football or do fighting, like box. Because it can really cause a lot of brain damage and things. And...
Are we still continuing through the
buzzing? Yeah. We have another guest, ladies and gentlemen. we have another guest who was supposed to be here on time. And he didn't show up on time. He's in school because he thinks he's a little pretty boy because he's going to be the star of something. But don't worry.
said Alan, who showed up 10 minutes late. Should have got
that. No, but that's professionally late.
That's still, yeah.
You at least said you were running late.
And I told you.
And he called already. Yeah. And he called.
I was dealing with a little crisis.
And I have to be leaving soon.
Hey, Scoop.
What's up, Scoop, you're very late.
Come on in.
How we doing?
I was here. What's ladies up, and gentlemen, Bruce? We have another guest who was supposed to be here with us today. Alan Finn came in to save the day.
Hey. You guys went for a treat.
But Jason Scoop, who's a fine young comedian, one of the funniest young guys out there that you want to see, who's also, I'm going to make the announcement today.
Big announcement.
He will be the host on my new show. It's going to be a hit show. The best of show. Jason Scoop.
Jason Scoop.
Hey. He's late today, so he's going to have to make up for that by coming to Bobby Haha's house and taking pumice stones and cleaning the tiles of my bathroom floor.
Oh, God.
You call your balls Puma Stones?
Puma Stones.
No, no, I don't want to have sex with this guy.
I think if we knew that penalty, he would have been like a half hour.
He doesn't even clean his ass.
AKA bath salts.
Hey, the kid's got skin marks in his shorts.
Jason Scoop, if there's any justice in the comedy industry, if there's any meritocracy left in it, he will be on SNL within the next few years.
I don't want him on SNL. We want him on my show, be the successful show.
No, he deserves to be on SNL.
I can do both.
You,
No, he could do both because he does a lot of imitations and sketches. Mm-hmm. And he did Obama.
Perfect Obama.
Like, we have the president in the room. Do a president right now.
Now, we need to do is
post it at the microphone.
Sign a bill. Now, it's not going to be easy, but it doesn't need to be hard.
Boom!
Thank you, Mr. President.
Barack Obama.
Thank you.
We had Barack on the show today.
Mr. President, right here.
Speaking of, the White House is suing a Texas judge for screwing up their immigration decrees.
Right, well, he stopped it, the judge. Tried to stop it, but he legally cannot do that. Because the president's executive order overpowers that. So this judge doesn't have the right to actually do that, which they're going to straighten out today. I was watching that.
So not only is this judge... a Republican, and, you know, just out in the open, he's putting politics over the law. He's not even a good judge. He doesn't know the law.
I mean, it's Texas. So
what? You cut them slack? You're a judge. You should know the law better than anybody. He should have known that before he did it.
Yeah, I think he hates Obama because he's black. That's what I think.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Well, Obama's not really black.
It is a possibility.
If you get down to it.
He's still too black for some people.
No, he's a mulatto. Let me tell you something. The only reason why he's in office because he looks black, but he's part of the establishment. Let's get real here.
Yeah.
Jason Scoop don't look black. He's black and white, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's like West Indian and Polish, right?
Yeah, West Indian, Polish.
And like my grandson. We got a mixed grandson.
Right. So he's like a mixture between like Indian and like African. So it's like a mixture of that. And then I got the Polish. So I'm like I got an interesting...
You're very international. That's why I want you to host Bobby Hodge's new show coming up. He will be the host on the show.
That's right. A lot of plugging.
The spokesperson, yes.
Yeah, I think you... Jeffrey Katzman.
Oh, yeah.
And Maya Klausner.
Okay.
Well,
you
Jeffrey
three
Katzman,
should be on SNL.
Oh, I could definitely. You know, me and Jeff, we were talking about
it.
We're going to have a Week in Sex. We're going to put you guys together.
I hate to interrupt, but I always do. I love Jeffrey Katzman.
Yeah.
Here comes a butt.
I love the guy. He cannot be on SNL.
He could be an SNL.
He cannot be controlled. He's a retard.
He can be an SNL. He could be controlled.
No. And I love the guy.
No, Bobby.
Has he been behaving lately?
He's not.
He's starting to behave?
Have you seen him lately?
No, is he behaving?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen him in a while.
Behaving.
I love the guy.
He's been good.
If he behaves, he could be good.
He's so funny.
He's been good.
Well, you know, years ago, he tried to emulate me.
Right.
Which, you know that, right?
Yeah, I've heard stories.
So that's why, and you can't because I'm sick, that's why you're going to put me on XNL. So.
XNL. If you can't pronounce it, I don't think they put you on.
No, but I never wanted to be
on a fucking XNL audition.
Listen, I would love to host that show one time, but I don't think I could ever be a cast member.
Can you read cue cards?
Ben, I think we've proved that I'm a little bit smarter than you on most things. Last week with the Hayden Collider and everything, a lot of things, Ben, came out where I know the answers without looking online. You have to look it up. I have it in here. Okay? Jackass.
Notice how he didn't answer if he could read cue cards.
Anyway.
I believe that you have a higher IQ than me, and you could probably process information faster than I can. I do believe that. But I also believe I have better intuitions than you, more common sense than you, and I have a better memory than you, and I can store more here, and it comes up quicker.
That's and all. I'll kill people, so... The scale is a tip.
It's a different kind of intelligence.
No, but I don't knock the guy's intelligence. He is intelligent. And I believe he could probably process things quickly.
Book smart versus street smart. That's what you
mean. No, I'm also book smart, too.
Yeah.
You fail to realize that.
I'm just saying, if you talk
about I'm a man of science myself.
He knows how to cook the books.
But he still hasn't answered the question.
All right,
he still has not answered the question.
He has not answered my basic literacy accusation.
The literacy accusation? He could read. Bobby can read.
He knows that.
Speaking of intelligence...
First of all, ask Ben who read his Russian Optimism book for the audio version.
Bobby did do your notes.
Did he really?
So
he must that's
have,
so great.
So he must have some faith in my reading ability.
That's so funny.
Bobby did a very
funny.
Good job of reading nursery.
Wait, Bobby, I'll tell you, no, Ben, I think your father did the best job, because in Russian, even though I don't understand it, the way he says it, it sounds fucking funny as hell. Yeah. He did a great job, your father.
He did well.
You wrote a book, Ben?
I created and edited a book, yes.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Where can I find that?
On Russian Optimism at RussianVision.com. And I'll tell you, the illustrations on the book, there's the audio version, which I do,
right.
Which is okay, and his father and him doing it. But if you got to get the real book, it's like a great coffee table book.
Sure.
Because when I show that to people in my house, and they see those Russian Optimism poems,
yeah,
they really go, holy shit, it's a real... You know, yeah, get this right. conversation going.
Yeah.
And the illustrations are beautiful. Whoever illustrated the book did a great job.
Dove Smiley.
Dove Smiley. Big shout out.
Dove Smiley. All
right.
The Kaspersky Labs, the antivirus company, discovered over the weekend that most computers in like China and Russia and Iran, their hardware has been hacked by the United States so that they can like spy on all the computers.
Of course. Great.
For that,
Well, you know why we need to do that? Because I don't like this. I wish the world was very peaceful and everything, but since it's the way it is, everyone wants to have the edge of the other guy. So since I'm living in this country, I'm glad we do have the edge. Even though I believe in conspiracies and all that stuff, and not theories, actual conspiracies. But you know what? We need them to stay ahead of these guys. Otherwise, they would try to destroy us and our people and our way of life.
But what makes you think they won't turn the same instruments on you and listen in on you and figure out your stuff,
listen,
Bobby?
I'm almost 60 years old.
Well, they've been doing that.
I'm almost 60 years old, right? I'm on the side of America. I've served this country
well.
You
are a disabled vet.
I served this country very well. And let me tell you something.
More disabled than vet. Go on.
Okay, and let me tell you something. All my family's military and everything else, everyone. And... we love the freedoms of the United States, even though they're not really free, but we think we are. But here's the deal. I live here. I'm paying $2 for gas. I got a big Ford Expedition that I still don't even drive because I'm so cheap. But we have to stay on top because they will destroy us if we didn't.
The point is delete your cookies.
Mm.
Delete the cookies.
Delete your cookies.
Delete
your
cookies.
Search history.
And I'll eat your cookies if you bring them over here.
Ooh. All right, last topic, and then user tweets. Lady Gaga engaged. Can you do a Lady Gaga impression?
Ooh, you know what? I've tried. She's very difficult to... She doesn't really have anything that stands out. There's nothing...
Her six-inch clit?
Well, she's beside
oh,
that...
Oh, Ben, don't say... Ben, that's not nice to say. The girl's a nice, young, entire girl from New York. She's a superstar. Nice girl. She's from New York City. She's had enough in her life because she didn't grow up as the most attractive girl or whatever. People threw her in a garbage can. They did a lot of things to her. And let her enjoy her success without making remarks. Have you seen her clip, Ben? Have you seen her clip, Ben?
Haven't seen her clip.
Well, it's bigger than your penis, if that's what you're saying. Because you're only working on a 5 1/4 inch penis.
Bobby, did people really throw her inside of a trash can?
That's what she said. When she was a little girl, the guys picked her up at the school, and they threw her in the trash can on the block as a joke. A practical joke. And it's not, to me, that's not a really crazy bad thing.
Right.
But it really hurt her. So sure. Some people get hurt by different things.
Wow.
And now she
wears. That's the key to success.
And now she wears trash cans.
Yeah.
No, but.
It's kind of ironic.
Very successful. And sometimes those type of things drive people to success.
It teaches you resilience.
Did you see?
The Army did a study where, like, if you had a bad childhood, you have less post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
Wow.
You can handle things better because you've already been through so much shit.
A shitty childhood is like a vaccine.
Right.
For your friends dying in your arms.
Right. If you see the article, right? The guy died in my arms not too many years ago.
Yeah, he told me.
An armed robbery. I tried to save the guy's life.
Oh, yeah?
With Ali.
Yeah.
Man, he had a crazy life.
No, he's the guy that owns the car. What's the name of the place? We're going to give him a shout out today. Ali. So what's the name of that place he owns, Ben?
He owns a bunch of places.
The place you're talking about.
People's Improv Theater. The People's Improv Theater. Studio.
This guy, Ali, I'm the only one. Everyone was running away. These guys had guns. Four guys. Some guy got shot. Everyone ran the other way.
Bobby had nothing to do with it.
No. I was the one trying to save the guy's life.
Me and Bobby Ali, saved the guy's life.
I ran over, and Ali was the only other person who ran over right in the face of this and ran down and... did CPR and said the guy, I had my hands inside the guy when he died, right in my arms. I died, actually my fingers trying to pinch together the artery to stop the bleeding. But it went through his aorta and he was doing the compressions on the guy's chest and we're covering blood. We were taken in by the police for over 9 hours of questioning because the guy died right there on us. But he was the only guy that came in there to help. There was 115 people in there, two doctors I know for a fact, but Ali and myself... I don't give credit to myself, but I give credit to Ali. For he didn't even know the man or anything. came in to try to save this man's life, and he died in our arms.
Notice how Bobby made Lady Gaga's engagement about him.
My question, who's the guy she's engaged to?
Mr. Lucky.
I don't have any doubts about
Let's
her
Let's just call him Mr. Lucky right now.
Mr. Lucky.
I think she'd be a good wife.
I think she would be a good wife, too, because she's clearly very disciplined.
And she has an old, she likes like a father restaurant.
Right, an old Italian traditional.
But
my question is, I want to know, who's the type of dude who would be compatible with her? That's
someone who's very confident.
Who's the guy?
Someone who's very self-confident and sure of himself.
Sure, absolutely.
It takes a person who's got... excuse me, Alan, for interrupting.
No, she's media savvy, right? So all these stunts that she, all the crazy outfits, that's to keep her in the public eye, to keep that career going.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so I've always said that.
Yeah, so when she's with a guy, I don't think she's, you know, a constant freak show.
Taylor Kinney?
You know?
Taylor Kinney, do we have a photograph of the gentleman?
Yes.
I think the bigger problem is that she's so famous and so talented. Who's the guy who can be confident enough with himself?
He must be a very confident guy.
That's it.
Like, no, he doesn't look like a jersey.
She doesn't need a mental patient.
Just like the guy that married Hillary Clinton's daughter.
Okay. Yeah. I would say he's better looking as a man than she is as a woman, I would say.
She's unconventionally
a handsome dude. She's still, I think, a beautiful person. And everyone, you know, doesn't, I mean...
Sure, yeah.
You don't know they're so perfect either, pal. You look like Harlan Boss a little bit. You blow that curly hair out, I can do it. If you were the new movie, Harpo Marx, I can get your cash right in there.
What? Oh, he's an actor. I've never seen this guy. Taylor Kinney? What has he been in?
Well, it doesn't matter. He's going to be a lot of shit
now. He's been in Lady Gaga.
Boom! Hey! Ben's got his comedy chops working.
First one from at Hayden Riots at the PA Pod. Thank you for such a great time today.
It'd be from last week.
Yes.
And she was great. She was a great guest, very beautiful girl. Miguel Dalmau was a great guy, too.
Dalmau.
They got both great personalities. I hope everybody goes out to the La Brea Improv to see him open for Carlos Mencia. I think it's this or next week. He's a funny guy. And, you know, he's opening for the Carlos Mencia guy. Da-da-da-da. Let's hope that they have great shows, both of them.
All right, from our In the Field correspondent at Ted Teddy Man, it's only in a bunch of tweets I do, but Ben's syntactically disjointed cold reads due to immense violence.
Yeah, well, Ben, I think I'm not the
Wait, is, it, is, it, is this going out live?
Yes.
No, we uploaded it. Like
but we do not edit.
Oh, okay.
We do not edit.
You don't edit anything.
Never.
No, yeah. It would have to be something really bad for me to bother to edit it.
Yeah, well, we have never edited anything before because here's the deal.
Yeah,
we want to give it to the people the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
not like Brian Williams.
Raw.
Oh, we forgot that topic, Tim. We did last week.
No, we didn't. I'm bringing it up now.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, because Brian Williams, you know, he was on his way over here today, but somebody shot down his car in the going through the Midtown Tunnel. I think that's what he said. Anyway,
I mean, all the media
you don't feel any pity or sympathy for Brian Williams?
No.
I feel bad for anyone who goes through such a immense public embarrassment, but the fact that he told that lie on such a grand scale, so many times, and with such confidence, like you see him telling the story on Letterman, and he's really acting like he's the man. He's like, I'm the fucking shit.
Do you remember the other lies? Do you remember the Hurricane Katrina stuff, but they said the Katrina with a body floating by him, which is still possible.
Yeah.
There's that he got held up at gunpoint, I think, when he was working for a Christmas tree company. He was putting away Christmas trees and got held up. And all the residents are like, what are you...
I can tell you more gun stories.
There's like a no crime neighborhood. You would have all known about it. Nothing like that happened.
I can tell you more crime stories. You missed it a few weeks ago if you'd been listening to our podcast.
Well, let's go through the crime. Let's go through those lies, right? Brian Williams. Well, there's another lie. What's the other lie? He had another interesting lie. Fuck. Do you know this?
He had a crack addiction.
Oh, there's one more.
Whatever, but you know what? I'm tired of bullshit news they come up with. Here's how they do it. They have one, like John Stewart said, they have one good news story.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there goes Ben's girlfriend. Hey!
Hello.
The pretty one in the team. And the intelligent one, too.
Do you guys live together?
No.
No, but she's a very nice girl, that girl.
She's a very nice girl.
A little too good for Ben. So here's the deal.
He's a great guy.
I love Ben. I've been doing it. We did the show. We almost got 100 episodes on the Rob Bell.
I believe this is 100. This is 89 or 90.
Really?
We're closing on 100. And we want a lot of people here for the 100th episode.
We're going to get to 100 and then we're going to quit. I think that's the goal.
Brian Williams has 32 lies.
I don't think so.
Ben Kittler. Hang on. Brian Williams has 32.
100th episode. De Niro and fucking Jim Carrey.
You have more.
We'll just have you do all their voices. Right. That'll be.
Well, yeah, it's 32 lines.
I'm starting to work on my good for walking.
Wow, you do a good walking.
Crazy. Down the street. Bobby, it's a homosexual.
Yeah.
All right, more users.
Oh, the SEAL Team 6 story.
What,
remember
he was
that?
Part of SEAL
that they well, he was, SEAL, they, he was number 7.
They, I killed Bin Laden.
He pulled the trigger, and then he pushed them off into the ocean. yeah.
No, listen. I think he's already.
He said. He said he got. He's not gonna. He's not. He can't come back.
He can't come back.
6 months suspension. That's no. Not. That's
they're
not
gonna
enough.
Get, they're gonna say, but they're gonna out. Get rid of him. He's done. Yeah.
They're changing the locks. They're
because
not,
the whole thing about yeah. these kind of guys, these anchors, they're supposed to be beyond approach. Like Walter Cronkite was the world's most trusted person in America.
But it's all bullshit. It's just entertaining.
No, no, no.
Oh, wait,
it's
here's the other lie.
Entertainment.
Wait, hang on. I want to talk about these lies. He said he rescued when he was a fireman. He was a kid. He was a fireman. He rescued a puppy. He said, "I remember one such house fire. The structure was fully involved with flames and smoke. I was wearing a breathing apparatus, conducting a search on my hands and knees when I felt something warm, squishy, and furry."
That was me.
That sounds like I'm gonna say that joke. Man.
All right, you got it. I'll give it.
Ah, fuck you. On the floor of the closet, I instinctively tucked it in my coat. Then he upgraded that and he made it 2 puppies. He can't stop.
I'm beginning to believe my opinion on this Brian Williams guy is changing as we speak.
It's unbelievable.
I'm beginning to think this
dude's
like
a hero. Why don't you guys understand?
All right. So in an interview, he said with Esquire magazine, he said a thief drew on him in the 70s, leaving him looking. It was a Christmas tree robbery, leaving him looking up at a thug's snub nose 38 while selling Christmas trees out of the back of a truck. Who the fuck, what kind of thug is out there robbing Christmas trees?
That's niche.
What the fuck is robbing Christmas trees and then selling bootleg Christmas trees?
No.
Okay, I'm going to make a killing the Christmas.
Why they would stick those guys up? They carry a lot of cash. Everyone pays cash for those Christmas trees.
But no one in the neighborhood recalls it. Everyone's in the neighborhood.
Oh, it was a tree.
He was selling it at the back of a truck. So he moves his truck so the neighborhood...
He wasn't specific about it.
That these guys are... Sometime during the evening, they sell 40 trees. They got a lot of cash on them. And they do have to be careful out there in the middle of the night.
Sure. Okay, fair enough.
With SEAL Team 6, he said that they sent him a piece of the helicopter.
He has a crashed helicopter.
He's got a hard on for helicopter.
But that wasn't the helicopter.
But and a thank you letter.
He was in the behind helicopter.
It's like a 50 Shades of Gray. Yeah, I own my own helicopter. Sort of thing.
Unbelievable.
No, but that guy in 50 Shades of Gray did have a helicopter.
Yeah. What I'm saying is,
he was in every important helicopter.
But what did he do?
It was every important aircraft. He was in the X-Wing that took down the Death Star. He was in every
I think
important.
What they're going to do in 6 months, they'll just have him guest host SNL and then just make fun of himself and then he can come back.
He's a funny guy.
He's really funny.
He's actually funny.
So he took liberty.
He wanted to host a Tonight Show.
The question is, how does he come back from this? Like, what can he
as a
do?
Comedian,
he can't come back into journalism.
No, but to get back in the
stand up comedy. Stand up comedy, where all the broken disasters go.
Right, in the court of public opinion. He should have enough money to retire because he is done.
You think he's done?
Yeah, he could be behind
Dude,
the cameras.
Chris Brown beat the shit out of a woman.
But he didn't lie to the public about it.
Right. Do you see how bad his career is, though, still compared to what it could be?
No, he's on top of the world.
He's not on top of the world.
About Fashion Week, I heard models talking about how they would still fuck Chris Brown.
Well, a lot of women would still fuck him, but career-wise, music
dummies,
sales,
all
tour...
Dummies.
Listen, his career kind of fell flat for like a year. Maybe like a year or two, like a rut.
It hit a rut.
Keep but now he's every single song on the radio. All the
artists. I thought he's in jail again, isn't he?
Women should have all come together and agreed he gets no vagina for the rest of his life.
Well,
That's it.
It's a game theory problem. You know that.
It's ridiculous.
It's wrong. I won't go that far unless he
what
does
do
it
mean?
Again. If he was
you should really hate the guy because, first of all, your mother's West Indian, right?
Yeah.
And Rihanna.
And Rihanna's with it. Yeah. He hurt one of your own kind. And no. Rihanna is a beautiful nice woman.
Don't tell me a great story about her. I absolutely agree. I think
you know Andrew Schultz? He told me a great story about Rihanna, how nice she is. Where she took him and a whole bunch of guys, the guy called it, took them all out on a night in town in L.A. And she didn't have no bodyguards, just a driver. Mm. And she took him out, and she was such a nice person. Andrew Schultz, who I think is a great young comedian,
sure,
who's going to really make it up there, who's doing well now. But he had such a good thing to say about her, Rihanna. She's such a sweet person.
Sure.
So why would you beat this beautiful? She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think with Chris Brown, he was a real young kid at the time. He made one mistake, and he beat her up
a few times. Yeah. That's a big mistake.
It was a huge mistake. But she forgave him. He served all the probation and community service and all that stuff that he had to do.
No, Hardy, he just got
convicted again. He still has anger management issues.
Right. You see, he took off his shirt, he threw it out the window, he broke the window.
He clearly still has issues, but I just don't think the guy should be completely, like, that's a human being that we tend to forget. That's a human being.
And so is Rihanna.
And she does not deserve absolutely
to be beaten up like that.
No, she didn't. But all I'm saying is that it was years ago. I believe it was very wrong. I feel like he should have gotten penalized to the fullest extent of the law. But if she has moved on, and if he, I don't believe his name should be dragged through the mud for the rest of time. I believe it's a stain that will never go away, and that's
like the one on your underwears now for coming in late today.
Yeah, he has. Listen, he has a record, and that's the thing. But I don't believe that the kid should be because
he's trying to make up for it.
If that's the
he
case,
did community service because he had to.
There's no contrition.
If that's the case, then he'll do it again, and then he'll be over forever.
You don't see attrition like really trying to go out and make a change in the world.
That's true.
Here's a question.
Who
do you trust more to read the nightly news now, Brian Williams or Chris Brown?
Brian Williams.
I would say Chris Brown.
He's just reading the cue cards.
No, Chris Brown.
Part.
Do you know why?
Why?
Even though he's an asshole beater and everything, at least he's honest. He says what the fuck he says. He don't give a shit.
I think they should bring back Brian Williams because now there's going to be greater scrutiny on him telling the truth and that show telling the truth than ever before. So,
I feel better.
So now you know they're going to be the most honest newscast.
For like a week.
Well, can I tell you guys something?
And then I would go back to the same.
Anthony Weiner wasn't going to send another dick pic. It could just be a compulsion.
Anthony
Weiner. Good storyteller, though.
No, Anthony Weiner, he's lived down the street from me.
Okay.
Anthony Weiner, he's always very personable, said hi, but he is sick.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He has a problem because he's an intelligent guy, this and that. He is so narcissistic.
Yeah.
To not only do it the first time, I could give the guy a break.
Yeah.
But when you come back and do it again
after
while you're...
After you had
the kid. Not only after you had the kid. He already had the kid before the first one. But he was leading in the polls again for mayor when he came back and did it again.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's when you are so narcissistic.
Self-destructive.
And so... No. You're so narcissistic and crazy
that you don't
believe in reality.
You're judging him too harshly. He didn't hurt... He didn't physically hurt anybody.
Who?
It just shows
bad judgment. No, but
it shows bad judgment.
More than bad judgment. Listen,
it shows that he doesn't have power over his dick. His dick
is self-control. That's what I'm saying. He has a mental problem.
He doesn't rule it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. He has a mental problem,
right,
Weiner, because of the fact when he did it the second time, he's not in reality anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
That's what I knew. I would have voted for him for mayor.
Sure, yeah, he was a good
the partner. Second time, because you can make a mistake the first time showing your dick. Sure, I show my dick all the time. But
a day doesn't go by that you don't
show
your
dick. Have you seen his dick?
No.
I got a picture of it for you. I can show you. It's pretty sharp. It's pretty big.
Sharp and big.
Oh, yeah, I'll show it to you right now.
Sharp, like it's wearing a suit.
No, let me just tell you something, though. The thing is this. But when you're running for political office, and when you did it the second time, plus you know your wife is this very powerful advisor to Hillary Clinton, who is
going to
be the next president of the United States in 2016.
God, I hope not.
I hope so. I love Hillary.
You want a Republican instead?
Do you know I
hope?
Honestly, yeah. She... Ugh.
You want a Republican?
Hang on.
You're talking about Republicans, so...
It depends which side.
You want some...
Anti-choice, anti-gay.
Gay.
Less separation of church and state.
I'm aware. She just viscerally bothers me.
No gun regulation.
Let's have Ted Cruz president then and see what happens to this country.
And a greater oligarchy.
Right.
That, what, you, what, you would pick that over Hillary.
And they're going to take...
Ooh, well, let's, it, hear, it let's hear why. Let's hear why.
They're going to attack all it is.
To some degree.
Why specifically don't you like Hillary?
They're going to tax the poor more. And then say, oh, the corporations need to pay less so it can trickle down.
Right.
That old bullshit.
They're going to bring the trickle-down economics back.
But my right. question is, why specifically
she
don't you like Hillary?
She viscerally bothers me.
She viscerally
bothers me. I love Hillary Clinton. She's a strong, powerful, independent woman.
She's a liar,
woman.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
She lied about... No, but she had a Brian Williams moment when she lied about gunfire.
Yeah, every yeah. politician
about dodging. No, she lied about dodging gunfire right. on her way to,
I mean, they all lie.
To an airplane.
They all lie.
You know?
No, but here's the deal. But I think... She actually has the clout to bring some people from the Republicans to vote for her.
No.
She has a lot of political
she
clout.
When, you know,
she has a lot of political clout.
A lot
oh,
of Clinton
yeah.
Republicans.
She knows how she knows how the system operates from her husband, who was yeah. the greatest,
yeah.
and other people and herself.
He wasn't the greatest.
No, he was great.
I think he was the
greatest.
Greatest.
He made a lot of mistakes.
I would like
Clinton
to know.
He was
that.
Great at... Maneuvering people.
He was great at getting people on the other side
to go for his side.
He was like LBJ.
Oh, no, he deleted.
But he deregulated the banks.
I understand he did some mistakes.
NAFTA screwed
No, they all did. They're all part of that. They're all members of even
heart. He was great.
Oh, no, but he was great at talking about manipulation.
He made major mistakes.
No, manipulation he was great at. But here's the deal. All of them, if you look at Hillary, you look at Obama, you look at all of them, they all went to the Bilderberg meeting. Before they got to become
Bilderberg?
President. The Bilderbergs. You know the Bilderbergs, right?
It's the Bilderbergs.
Bobby,
the people
I'll
that control,
after,
they control, we'll they control the entire world. They're the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds,
oh,
and those people who actually control this whole planet.
No, they don't.
If you don't think the bankers control this planet,
the Bilderbergs are
then, I don't know where you are.
All the spaceship from...
All the all
did you know that the Rothschilds, the Koch brothers, are worth $100 billion?
Yeah, but...
The Rothschilds are worth... $500 trillion.
Mitt Romney would have won then.
They don't like Mitt Romney.
They wanted Obama.
Yeah. Did you know a week
Why
before
would they want Obama?
Here's the deal. A week before, this is a proven fact.
Yeah.
Obama disappeared for a week from the press, and so did Hillary Clinton. Both of them, and this is proven. You can check it online. Were at the Bilderberg meeting in Virginia.
Bobby, are you Jewish?
No, but I support.
He was a rabbi's assistant. Bobby, can I read three tweets before you leave?
I'm not leaving. I'm just getting my shoes on.
All right. Last three tweets from at Ted Teddy Man. As always, tweet us at the PA Pod, PAPOD. We'll read your tweets. Teddy says, Bobby's brown holes joke vis-a-vis black hole was well-written and inspired, but in the end, I was disgusted.
But thank you for the... No, it's still a compliment. It was well-written. But he just didn't like it. It was inspired, well written.
In the rear end, he was disgusted.
But it's still a good joke when I can talk about physics. Right, Ben? I can't be such a fucking idiot that I can start talking about physics and science and things like that.
I think Bobby's a smart guy, but I disagree with his conspiracy theories. You know who's another guy?
Yeah,
I'm not on board with
Why
all the theories.
There's conspiracy.
Because then so many people take that and they turn it into anti-Semitism and they start
talking about
Zionism.
I love Jews. No, you're the wrong guy. I was a rabbi's assistant.
I know. Did I say you? I said so many people.
Well, look, I'll call you later. There's Zionists and there's Jews. There's different parties there involved. So don't get me
but
started.
But then,
the average Jewish
a lot of anti-Semites do that. They parse those words.
Let me tell you about
anti-Semites. They give them license to be anti-Semitic. They say Zionist.
No, listen. I deal with the person.
Yeah.
Not the religion. The religion has nothing to do with it. There's Jewish people, and most Jews are like every other religion. They're good.
Well, we should send you to reprogram ISIS.
ISIS is a thing made
judge
up.
On the person, you
ISIS
fuckers.
Was made up by the CIA.
Yeah.
So we can get permission to go in and bomb them, steal all their oil and everything. That's what
you think so?
Well, you don't.
Well, we're not even going in though.
Okay,
no, we're not
putting
any
hands on. Oh shit! I gotta get out of here too.
Yeah, I got my. I got
to.
All right,
two
tweets
and
the meter is about to run out.
Ben may tend toward constipation as he reaches old age, but Bobby will never tell you that he didn't do his duty. So patriotic. It was a duty joke.
Duty joke.
I didn't take any duty.
Last one. If
duty
Bobby
joke.
Ever roasted me with some nasty lines, I would come out and have to say, I'm not saying Bobby's gross, but Bobby's warts have warts.
Okay, who's that? Ted the Teddy Man?
That's from Teddy.
Okay, how about this? Is he important enough to roast?
All right, for comedian Bobby Haha, comedian Alan Finn, comedian Jason Scoop, I'm Edward Pelt. We'll see you next week.
Hey, take care.